This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We come to another session of Musa alayhi salatu salam and Harun alayhi salam. And Allah Azza wa Jal has sent Musa alayhi salam with clear proofs to Harun. Clear proofs to Fir'aun, and he went with Harun alayhi salatu salam. And they both went and delivered the message to Fir'aun. Now, the appeal of Musa alayhi salam, while this whole conversation was going on, because the conversation was quite tense, as we note from last week, Musa alayhi salatu salam said, Ya Fir'aun, inni rasulun min rabbil alameen. He said, Oh Fir'aun, I am the messenger from the Lord of the world. This is ayah number 104, surah number 7. حَقِيقٌ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا أَقُولَ عَلَىٰ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْحَقِّ Everything that I'm saying to you is the absolute truth, and I wouldn't say anything about Allah except the truth. قَدْ جِئْتُكُمْ بِبَيِّنَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ I've come to you with a clear sign. فَأَرْسِلْ مَعِيَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ So send with me the Banu Israel, or the slaves that Fir'aun has. So now, what happens is Allah Azza wa Jal allows Musa alayhi salam to show his miracles in front of them. And when he shows his miracles, that's when he's just mesmerized them. He's just put them into an absolute amazement of how can this man do this. And I told you last week that he turns around and he says that it's sihr. So he does that, and his council also say that, yeah. It's got to be sihr. So his council are these chieftains. They are these people who are in charge of making the decisions in Egypt. There's quite a few of them. And we don't know exactly their number, but there's quite a few of them that are with him making decisions on this. And what happens is his chieftains are the ones that feed information to him, and he feeds information to his chieftains, his council. The same thing I'm talking about. And when they do that, they support one another. He cannot really make a decision on his own entirely on a big matter unless his council or the chieftains are behind him. And his chieftains are the ones that egg him on, or they'll give him some kind of, they'll tell him to do something, and they'll say, are you going to let this happen? Are you going to let that happen? Or this is our opinion about this. And all of this feeds into what happens on the service. Now, why I'm saying all of this is, and you will see they're mentioned in various parts of the Quran. One of them is Surah number 7, ayah number 109. And what Allah Azza wa Jal has done is that He's mentioned these mala. Mala is, a group of people that are powerful around a certain person who's in charge. Or they're just a group of people who make the decision. Now, I've already explained the power of these people under Surah Nuh. So those of you who want to have a deep analysis of that, you can go back to and listen to Surah Nuh in the series, and you can get an idea of this. So I'm not going to go into that. But what I want to say to you is that there are current systems today in the world that operate on the same way. So what happens is that we know the name of Fir'aun, and we know the face of Fir'aun, and we know the orders that Fir'aun gave, and they're all in the Qur'an. But what you must understand is that this man is not acting alone. This man has got a whole council of people, or he's got a whole group of chieftains behind him, and these are the people that are influencing him, and somewhat he's influencing them. But there's quite a few of them who have got this power. Currently, there are certain systems on the earth, they operate in the same manner. And you have to accept that this is the case today. So sometimes you might know the face of a certain government. You might see that one face. And that one face might be giving us the laws and saying that we've changed, you know, we passed another bill, we've changed another bill or law and so on. And people normally, they vent their hate or their anger at such an individual. They might sometimes praise such an individual. But what it is, and what they should not forget is, that they are not making the decisions on their own. We know today there are many sort of, you know, the many people in the government and so on, and many various governments that all together will make a certain decision. But this mala or this group of people that that hold a great position, we don't even know who they are from the Quran. All we know is that they existed. Now, these people, the influence that they have sometimes on a person, like today, currently, like without giving you any names, I want you to understand that there are people, organizations, there are corporations that have a huge influence on the government and what the government actually does. When I say government, I mean governments across the world. There are corporations, there are people who are bringing the country a lot of money and so on, that are influential people that will tell or that will, you know, steer their opinions in a certain direction that the government will want to listen, because if the government doesn't listen to them, then there might be consequences about the next election, or there might be consequences about them staying in power. So this is what Allah Azza wa Jal tries to make us think, that don't just think it's just one man, one party, one band, whatever. There could be a greater influence behind whatever is happening. Now, the chieftains, they say, according to ayah number 109, surah number 7, they say, إِنَّ هَذَا لَسَاحِرٌ عَلِيمٌ. So Allah says, قَالَ الْمَلَأُ مِنْ قَوْمِ فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّ هَذَا لَسَاحِرٌ عَلِيمٌ. So Fir'aun on the one hand said, this seems to be a man who's got great magic, he's learned great magic. And the chieftains agree, they say, he seems to be a big one. You know, he seems to have learnt it very well. The way he just put his stick on the ground and he became a serpent, the way he put his hand underneath his armpit and took it out and it became light, he seems to be a great, great magician, a very skillful one. Now, what they follow on from there is politics, and we know, I told you earlier, we'll be talking about politics under this, but also they put a spin on it. They put a spin on the whole situation, and we've been seeing this rhetoric going along, that Musa alayhi salam says something, and they spin, and Fir'aun spins it on his head, and then Musa alayhi salam spins that on his head, and then he carries on. So what do they say? They say, ayah number 110, surah number 7, they say, يُرِيدُ أَن يُخْرِجَكُم مِّنْ أَرْضِكُمْ فَمَاذَا تَأْمُرُونَ. They say, this man, he wants to, by means of his magic, by means of his sorcery, by means of what he's able to do, he has no other intention, but he wants to take you out of your land. فَمَاذَا تَأْمُرُونَ. What do you guys think we should do? What's your opinions? Now look how they spun onto it. They basically, they know that the whole thing rests on the matter that their own power is about to go. But instead of saying this man wants to, you know, is challenging us directly, they say to the nation, they say, hey, all of you, the whole nation, this man is a threat to you. And to add on to this, what they say, and this is in the Quran, in Surah Taha, Surah number 20, Fir'aun himself, you know, they have a discussion about this, what to do, and eventually Fir'aun says, whether it was the very scene where Musa alayhi salam dropped his stick in front of them, whether it's immediately after that or later on, we don't know exactly, but nonetheless, it could be immediately after that. Fir'aun says, ayah number 57, surah 20. He says, أَجِئْتَنَا لِتُخْرِجَنَا مِنْ أَرْضِنَا بِسِحْرِكَ يَا مُوسَى. O Musa, you've actually come to take us out of our own place, our own country of Egypt, this great civilization. You want to banish us from this civilization because of your skill of throwing this magic and magical display in front of us. فَلَنَأْتِيَنَّكَ بِسِحْرٍ مِثْلِ. He said, you want to do that? You think we haven't got power to show you a like for like? You think we can't bring you magic and magicians and show a whole scene and challenge you on this level? for certain we shall bring magic similar to the magic that you brought. فَجَعَلْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكَ مَوْعِدًا Fir'aun said, go ahead. Give an appointment, give a date, set an appointment. لَا نُكْلِفُهُ نَحْنُ وَلَا أَنْتَ مَكَانًا سُوَى He said, neither us nor you will break our promise to come that day and to have a challenge, a national challenge on this matter, where you can bring all the magic that you've got, and we will bring all the magic that we've got, and we'll show you who's in power, we'll show you who's got more. So then Musa alayhi salam, he gets some information from Allah azza wa jal of what to choose. Now, what he chooses, Musa alayhi salam, is another threat to Fir'aun, a bigger threat to Fir'aun. Fir'aun just said to him, look, come on, let's have a big display of you versus us. Yep. This is a big challenge. And Fir'aun, in all honesty, he could have said, look, you know, Musa, come all the way secretly in my little chamber here. Let's close the doors, it's me and my chieftains here. You come and all the magicians come and we'll do this little display. Okay, we'll have this little challenge. Musa alayhi salam just didn't put it like that. He said, you want a challenge? This is ayah number 59, surah 20. He said, مَوْعِدُكُمْ يَوْمُ الزِّينَةِ وَأَنْ يُحْشَرَ النَّاسُ ضُحَى He said, if you're going to challenge me, then you've got to challenge me on the biggest day of the year of this country. Now, all these civilizations, they have festivals. And they have days where they have carnivals or times when they come out and they dress and so on, and they start to show people how they can dress and how they can, you know, have a good party, right? So what Musa alayhi salam is saying here, he said clearly, if you want to challenge me, you challenge me on the day of the festival, national festival day. You're going to challenge me on that day. And I'm going to have no other day except that day when everyone's out and everyone wants to come out and have fun. On that day I will have the challenge, and it's going to be no other place except in the open. Musa has been throwing this. I want it in the open. And I want no other time except I want it early in the morning when the sun has risen about quarter of the way. Now this is the time of Duha. There's a special reason why he's choosing this time. A, if he chooses too early in the morning, people might not wake up and get there. Okay, not everybody will be there. Second is, if he waits till midday, then it's going to get too hot. And people will not want to stay outside. If he gets after midday, when the heat has gone down by 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, then it's like almost, you know, it could be Asr time in 2-3 hours time, and people might want to go home before the dark, you know, the dark settles in. But if he says early in the morning when it's about 10 o'clock, 10, 11 o'clock, when it's duha, this is the time when the morning sun is at its peak, not the peak of the midday heat, no, it's at the peak of the morning, which is about 10 o'clock. It's a nice, warm, sunny feeling at that time. And it's not too much on the people to stay outside. At the same time, it's the best time to gather everyone who hasn't got a worry of the rest of the day, how they're going to get back and so on. It's early in the morning. It's not too early for them, it's not too late for them. And it's going to be the open, and it's going to be on their festival day, which is going to really bring up a big show. This is the day when a lot of people in Misr will be able to see the truth. Now, Fir'aun took the challenge on. This man's not backing down. This man should have really said, you know, Musa, come on, you know, we don't want to put that big of a challenge. Okay, he should have said that. Usually, you know, when somebody is scared and they're bluffing and you give them a big, you know, challenge, usually they'll make an excuse. I remember once there was someone who was challenging me to a debate or whatever on a certain issue. This was years back. I don't do debates or whatever, but somebody was challenging me. Somebody from a knowledgeable background was challenging me. I said, okay. I said, if you're going to do it, then you've got to, you know, let's have cameras there and let's record it. Let's record it. I said, I'll debate you, but I said, let's record it so that you have a copy and I have a copy of what we actually said. And the guy just said to me, he said, no, forget it. You know, we don't want no cameras there. We don't. So you usually, you know, if you throw a big challenge, they'll just sort of back off and, you know, that's the end of it. But this man is not backing off. He's saying, you want to go ahead? Okay. Fir'aun said, fine. I'm going to start gathering people together. And I'm going to come. Now, Musa alayhi salatu salam was now, subhanAllah azim, he was worried. And the Qur'an does talk about Musa alayhi salam having something called khifa, which is an internal state of, you know, a kind of a worry, though he didn't display it on the outside. And don't forget, he already said to Allah Azza wa Jalla, oh Allah, you know, I fear that this man might just kill me. Now, Musa alayhi salam is worried in the sense of, what is this man going to actually do when he brings, and who is he going to bring? You think about it. I mean, I know we've heard the story so many times, but you've got to go through the mind of Musa alayhi salam and the events of the time, that who is he going to bring now? Of course, Musa alayhi salam he can just put one stick down so far, and that, you know, just becomes a big serpent, and then he touches again and it comes back to a normal stick. Now, Musa alayhi salam knows that Misr has got some serious magicians, and he doesn't know who Fir'aun is going to bring to the table or to this show and to challenge Musa alayhi salam. So what happens here is, let's go to a different part. There's just two parts that are going to cover this whole scenario that Fir'aun is going to set up. So his council says to him, they said, okay, fine, take the challenge up. Fir'aun says, yeah, we take the challenge up. And then he says, they all say, arjih. Give him some time in between. Let him go and practice. Let him practice his, his tricks. Wa akhahu, give his brother some time. Wa ba'ath fil mada'ini hashirin. And we're going to, in the meantime, we're going to send men out to the whole of Misr, and we're going to give them a big, big deal to come and to challenge Musa. So this big deal was that they're going to send out people first and to find the magicians. And then what they would do is that they would see who is the biggest magician and of the best magician. Like, basically they would go around, they would make certain magicians challenge each other, and then when they've seen one magician challenges another magician, challenges another magician, and they see who's the best, they will hold so many competitions, and out of the best magicians, they're going to get the best out of the whole of Misr and bring them to challenge Musa alayhi salam. يَأْتُوكَ بِكُلِّ سَحَّارٍ عَلِيمٍ. They said, the council is talking to Fir'aun, we'll bring the best what's in the land. And this is in Surah Shu'ara, Surah number 26, around ayah number 25-26. Now in Surah 113, what happens in the end is that the day arrives, the people arrive, and they make whatever square it was, they make a massive circle in a square. And Musa alayhi salam has to go in there with Harun alayhi salam, and he has to now, you know, Fir'aun sitting there, his council is sitting there, the people of the city are there, and he's got the main, you know, whoever he wants, especially the people who he's going to matter to, because he wants to wipe out Musa alayhi salam once and for all. And Musa alayhi salam is thinking, you know, these guys are really, really skillful. And they don't just do what Musa alayhi salam did. Musa alayhi salam, he puts his stick down, it becomes a big serpent, and that's it. And Musa alayhi salam holds it, and then it comes back to normal again. That's one he's seen. A second one was on Mount Tur. Musa alayhi salam threw his staff down, and it seemed to him that this small serpent, that time it wasn't a big serpent, it was a small serpent that's just moving. And when Musa alayhi salam came together with these people in one place, there was a genuine internal fear of what would actually happen. But Allah Azza wa Jalla sent a wahi to Musa alayhi salam to say, La takhaf, innaka antal a'la. Don't fear. Or Musa, don't fear. You will be the triumphant. You will come on top. You are better than them. So he had that assurance from Allah Azza wa Jalla. So what happens here? Ayah number 113, Surah number 7. Allah says, وَجَاءَ السَّحَرَةُ فِرْعَوْنَ. The magicians came to Fir'aun and they said, is it true that you're giving this bargain? Is it true that you have sent for us, and that your actual bargain is this? إِنَّ لَنَا لَأَجْرًا إِن كُنَّا نَحْنُ الْغَالِبِينَ, that you're seriously going to give us a big sum of wealth if we win and if we beat Musa? He said, نعم. I said, of course. And he added on. This is ayah number 114. He said, إِنَّكُمْ لَمِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. He said, you just beat Musa and you will see, I will make you my close ones. You will work for me after this. You will be my magicians. Wow. Now Musa and Fir'aun is going to extend his power over people because he's going to personalize these magicians. Now, in ayah number, because I have to turn to different parts to give the actual scenario. So this is Surah Shu'ara. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says in ayah number 38, this is Surah 26, Allah says, فَجُمِعَ السَّحَرَ لِمِيقَاتِ يَوْمٍ مَعْلُومٍ. His magicians were brought on a day that was devised and was agreed by them. وَقِيلَ لِلنَّاسِ هَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُجْتَمِعُونَ. It was said by Fir'aun or his men, are you all seated? Have you all gathered here? Like some were standing, some were seated and so on. لَعَلَّنَا نَتَّبِعُ السَّحَرَةَ إِن كَانُوا هُمُ الْغَالِبِينَ. Now subhanAllah, look what they say before even the match starts. They said, this is in Surah 26, Ayah 40. They said, perhaps and surely we will be following what the magicians will say if the magicians become the winners. So already you can see the way their minds are going. They're not like standing there and saying, okay, if Musa wins, we'll believe in Musa's Allah and we'll release Banu Israel. But if the magicians win, then we follow Fir'aun and we follow the magicians, because the magicians also believe that Fir'aun is one of their lords. And the magicians are also, you know, people who look up to the chieftains and the council of this country. So instead of saying that we'll give them a fair chance, no. They're saying to people, have you all gathered? Yeah, you here, yeah, let's just wait. When the magicians win, we'll give them support. Now the magicians come, ayah number 41, Surah 26. They say to Fir'aun, are you going to give us this reward? And he says, yes, I will give you this reward. Now, there's an exchange that goes on between, now Musa is there right in the middle, and on the other side there are a few magicians. Perhaps four of the best magicians that are on the other side, and Musa alone on one side. So now, they say, who's going to throw first? Who's going to throw first? So ayah number 115, Surah 7, they say, Ya Musa, imman tulqiya, wa imman nakuna nahnu al-mulqin. They said, Musa, you choose. Do you want to go first? Or should we go first and drop what we're going to drop? And nobody knows what they're going to see on this day. Okay? I know we know what happened already because you've been over this story a few times. I want you to wipe that out for a bit now. Nobody knows, because the thrill of this and to have the yaqeen and so on, you have to think of it as a day when, you know, the hearts of these two prophets and the hearts of their followers or who are following them is all, you know, gasping to see what is it that is going to be displayed on this day. So what are you going to throw? Who's going to throw? Is it going to be you or is it going to be us? Now, I just want to bring about another part of the Quran that brings another side to this. So what happens here, this is in the 11th juz of the Quran. And we've got 137 places of the Quran where Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentions Fir'aun. So he mentions Musa alayhi salam and his story. So what happens here is Allah Azza wa Jal says that I sent Musa and I sent Harun to Fir'aun, and I sent them to his mala, to Fir'aun's chieftains. This is ayah number 75, Surah number 10. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ عِنْدِنَا. When the truth came to them, they said that this is clear sorcery, this is clear magic. قَالَ مُوسَىٰ أَتَقُولُونَ لِلْحَقِّ لَمَّا جَاءَكُمْ أَسِحْرٌ هَذَا. Musa alayhi salam said that, are you saying when I dropped that stick, in that staff in front of you and Fir'aun and all of your people, you're saying that this was magic? أَسِحْرٌ هَذَا. You're saying this is magic? وَلَا يُفْلِحُ السَّاحِرُونَ. Those who are magicians will not be successful. Those who are magicians will not be successful. Now this is ayah number 77, Surah number 10. Ayah 77, Surah 10. Now, this is an important ayah. Why? Because from this ayah, ayah 76, فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ عِنْدِنَا قَالُوا إِنَّ هَذَا لَسَاحِرٌ مُبِينٌ قَالَ مُوسَىٰ أَتَقُولُونَ لِلْحَقِّ لَمَّا جَاءَكُمْ أَسِحْرٌ هَذَا وَلَا يُفْلِحُ السَّاحِرُونَ. All the way up to the end of ayah number 81 of the same surah. It's only a few ayats. If you want to break sihr or black magic, these are the verses to read. And those who do ruqya, those who break black magic, they read these verses. So what do the verses say? Let's look at it. Ayah number 78. قَالُوا أَجِئْتَنَا لِتَلْفِتَنَا عَمَّا وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا. The magicians say, what? You, Musa. Now this is like, you know, sometimes you've got a wrestling match or a boxing match before you have that. Before they throw what they're going to throw, there's normally a warm-up with their words, yeah? You're going to do this, or we're going to beat you, okay? So they're saying, أَجِئْتَنَا لِتَلْفِتَنَا عَمَّا وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا. You have come, Musa, to try and divert us away from what we found our forefathers, all our grandfathers, great-grandfathers were doing. You're trying to take us away from that. وَتَكُونَ لَكُمَ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Oh Musa, oh Harun, you want to have the power and the reign on the earth by trying to show that you've come with the truth. وَمَا نَحْنُ لَكُمَا بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. We, the sorcerers, we, the magicians, we don't believe in what you're saying. Fir'aun said, come, magicians, get together. إِتُونِ بِكُلِّ سَاحِرٍ عَلِيمٍ. Bring these magicians ahead. فَلَمَّا جَاءَ السَّحَرَةِ. When the magicians came, they said, Musa alayhi salam said, okay, you go first. You know when they asked him this question, who's going to go first? Musa alayhi salam said, okay, you go first. Now, when he said to them, you go first, they went first and they dropped. What did they drop? You're going to find out. And what they did, we're going to find out. But Musa alayhi salam said to them, when he saw what they dropped, I'm just going to say this now because you've got to understand, I can't flick four different parts, you know, it's quite a lot to give you the thing, but I'm just going to drop this part now, then I can go to the other reference. When they finally dropped what they dropped, Musa alayhi salam said, what you lot have brought is sihr, it is magic. إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَيُبُطِلُ. Allah will destroy it. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُصْلِحُ عَمَلَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Allah does not allow the actions of the corruptors to prevail. وَيُحِقُّ اللَّهُ الْحَقَّ بِكَلِمَاتِهِ. Allah with His words will establish the truth. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Even if sinners don't like it. Now these are the actual words. If you can't read any other verses to break the sihr, these are the words. Which is فَلَمَّا أَلْقَوْ قَالَ لَهُمْ مُوسَى قَالَ مُوسَى مَا جِئْتُمْ بِهِ السِّحْرُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَيُبْطِلُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُصْلِحُ عَمَلَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ وَيُحِقُّ اللَّهُ الْحَقَّ بِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Ayahs number 81 and 82 of Surah number 10. Ayah 81 and 82 of Surah number 10. Okay. Now again, guys, I know I've said this about breaking sihr, whatever, but don't try and become some ghostbusters, okay? Guys, don't get excited. Go and try, choo, 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 okay? If you're not experienced enough, if you haven't got the right action and the right amal, whatever, to break sihr, you better not go around and start doing hocus pocus. Because hocus pocus, when you start doing that, and, you know, the other side, the jinn side, is a bit stronger than you, then you're going to be running for your life, my friend. Yeah? You're going to be running for your life. So, and you won't know how to deal with it. So either you've got your amal, you've got your good action, and you know, you've spoken to local imam, or you've spoken to a local raqi or someone who does ruqya, and then they've told you that, okay, go ahead and just use this. Or you better have a backup that somebody comes and, you know, comes to your rescue when, you know, Mr. Genie gets out, yeah, and wants to do hocus pocus on you, yeah. You better do that. Because I don't get these people. Some of these guys, you know, they think, oh, yeah, we can do ruqya, we can do these wannabes. And there are cases across in London, and this is not one case, several cases, where they'll come around and they'll, you know, there's a patient affected by sihr or affected by jinns, and they'll come and they'll read all this stuff. It's easy to read, guys. It's easy to read. That's the easy part. Containing the thing after it flares up is where we see your strength. So what happens is that sometimes there's been real cases where 1 o'clock in the night they've gone in there and they've made this thing go mad. You know, the jinn inside the body of this person, they've made it go mad. And when it's gone crazy and it's about to, like, you know, just break loose and just go for them or rip the house apart, that time they say, yeah, okay, assalamu alaikum, we're leaving now. Assalamu alaikum, we need to go now, right? What do you mean you need to go now? You just flared the whole situation up. You need to control it, man. You don't come here and start doing some Ghostbuster stuff and then leaving us, you know, to deal with it. Seriously, if you're going to do this, you go to the other end of it and you deal with it. And if you don't know how to deal with it, just leave it alone and let the experts come and deal with it. Let the experts come and deal with it. And just, you know, I'm saying this to you now. I don't want anyone to come up to me and say, yeah, Sheikh, I've got this situation. I don't deal with this. This is not my, I'm just, sometimes I talk about it, but I don't actually deal with it. So you better go and find whatever Raqi is out there to deal with it. But I'm just telling you that these are the verses, some of the strongest verses I've got in the Quran. And you know, Quran is very strong in itself, but Quran has got specific verses to break sihr. You know, apart from Qul a'udhu bi falaq, Qul a'udhu bi nas and so on. And these are some of the verses that I've just told you in Surah Yunus. Anyway, what happens is, they give the challenge and Musa alayhi salam says, okay, go ahead, go and drop. Now this is where we're going to find out what do they actually drop. This is ayah number 116, surah number 7. And there are a few places in the Quran where this is discussed. فَلَمَّا أَلْقَوْا When they actually drop their ropes and their sticks, when they drop that, سَحَرُوا أَعْيُنَ النَّاسِ This is where they bewitch the eyes of people, including the eyes of Musa and Harun, alayhim as-salatu wassalam. This is important for us to understand. The magic was, now there are many different levels of magic. There's trickery, which is the, you know, the bottom level of magic, and it's not really magic. It's tricks. So most of these things, what, you know, magicians will do out there, they will do forms of tricks where you're not able to see fast enough when they move that card out of place. So they're giving you some cards out and you're not able to see how fast they move the card back in this place. And then they reveal and say, was this your card? And it's supposed to be in the bottom of the pile, but it ends up at the top of the pile. Now that's normally trickery. And there are many forms of trickery that can take place. And usually, when you've got a good cameraman and a good camera and you play it in slow motion, you can normally catch the trickery behind the magic. This thing was not trickery. So let's scrap that for now. This thing wasn't trickery. There's another way of doing magic which involves jinns. And you have jinns with you that are able to do certain things that you want them to do for you in between the part of the magic. So they will move certain things for you and they'll put it into a different place and so on. And this is going up one level. Okay, then you've got a jinn with you and the jinn actually makes you do certain things. Okay, now there's another level above that. And that's practiced by those that Musa alayhi salam was dealing with. And they're some of the top level, not only magicians, but they know how to do black magic. And they know how to go to another level. What is that? Is that somehow they're able to, and this is the Quran saying this, my friends. This is not me making this up, okay? So if you say, well, where did you get this top level of magic? I mean, how do you understand it? Well, this is the Quran telling us straight up. Ayah number 116, surah number 7. Is that instead of you using trickery or you using the aid of a jinn, you're able to somehow bewitch all the people that are watching you. So it doesn't matter who's watching you, even if it's a camera watching you, even if it's even subhanAllah, here there are true prophets, alayhimu salatu salam. Now prophets, they don't have shayateen that will give them any waswasa inside. They don't have devils coming inside them and giving waswasa like me and you might have. Prophets are safe from that. And you would think that is, if anybody is safe from bewitching their eyes or having their eyes bewitched, if anybody is safe, then he must be a prophet. And we've got two prophets here, whom Allah Azza wa Jal says, and regarding Musa alayhi salam, he says, يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ سِحْرِهِمْ أَنَّهَا تَسْعَى. This is in Surah Taha. Okay, Surah Taha. And this is Surah Taha, which is the 20th Surah. And I'll give you the reference for this. Okay, Ayah 66. So in Surah A'raf, Allah says, سَحَرُوا أَعْيُنَ النَّاسِ, that they actually bewitched the eyes of people. وَاسْتَرْهَبُوهُمْ, and they managed to terrify the people. They made this entire... Now what happened there? What did they show? When people looked, they saw loads of snakes. The sticks and the ropes that they put... How do you know the sticks and ropes? This is mentioned in Ayah 66 of Surah number 20. فَإِذَا حِبَالُهُمْ وَعِصِيُّهُمْ يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ سِحْرِهِمْ أَنَّا تَسْعَى. That when they dropped what they dropped, their sticks, it seemed to the eyes of Musa alayhi salam that they were actually moving and running. They were slithering all around. And Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam are right in the middle. And you know, there's a mesmerizing effect where they're all running around and the control of the magicians, and they're controlling them around Musa and around Harun alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is where Allah says, فَأَوْجَزَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً مُوسَى, Ayah 67. He says that this created an internal fear in the heart of Musa alayhi salam. And Musa alayhi salam, Allah says, I told him, لا تخاف, don't be fearful. At this moment, you can imagine, you don't know what's going to happen next. I mean, imagine Musa alayhi salam probably thinking is that if I put my one down and it just becomes a serpent, my one is probably not going to do what their one is doing. And people are like amazed and wow, and nothing is happening. The only thing is happening is that the sticks and the ropes are on the floor. And all people, even Musa and even Harun alayhi salam, are believing that, you know what, there are so many snakes that are moving around. And you know, it's like, wow, these guys have really, really, you know, they're experienced. And what's Musa going to do? What's he going to do against these people? Now we go to Surah Ash-Shu'ara. And here what Allah Azza wa Jal mentions another part of it. When they dropped and they kept on dropping their sticks and their ropes, they said, بِعِزَّةِ فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّا لَنَحْلُ الْغَالِبُونَ, Ayah number 44, Surah 26. They said, with the dignity of Fir'aun, because Fir'aun was like a god to them. With the dignity of Fir'aun, we will be those who will be triumphant and we will win today. Now, when they had it full-blown going on, Allah Azza wa Jal said, O Musa, when he was at the peak of everyone thinking, wow, what is Musa going to do? Ayah number 69, Surah 20. Allah said, وَأَلْقِ مَا فِي يَمِينِكَ, O Musa, drop what's in your right hand. تَلْقَفْ مَا صَنَعُوا, it will swallow up, whole, it will take in everything that they have wrought today and they have created. Sana'u. Allah says the word sana'u. Why does it say sana'u? Sana'u is a man-made thing that you create and it has no real haqiqah, it has no real reality to it. Innama sana'u kaydu sahir. What they have done is a plot of what magicians do. Wala yuflihu sahiru haythu ata. Allah says that this magician, when a magician comes, he can never succeed in what he's trying to get done. Now, in Surah number 7, Ayah number 117, Allah says, in 116, Allah says, وَجَاءُوا بِسِحْرٍ عَظِيمٍ, they came with a massive display of magic. وَأُوحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ, and I sent an inspiration to Musa, I sent wahi to him, and أَلْقِ عَصَاكُ, drop your staff now. فَإِذَا هِيَ, now what happened is when he dropped his staff onto the ground, soon as he dropped his one came out to be a massive serpent as we know it, a towering one. Now people are, whoa, like, whoa, this man's got a bigger one. You know, who's got the bad snake, right? You know, who's got the biggest one? But that wasn't it. If the magician thought, okay, he shows a big snake, we show small snakes, we'll show more snakes, he show more snakes, that could carry on, right? No, that's not what happened. When his staff turned into a serpent. This wasn't sihr. This was Allah Azza wa Jal turning a staff into a real serpent. Their ones, there were still ropes and sticks on the ground, which made it seem to people that they're running around. When Musa alayhi salam's great snake and serpent came out, looked down, he just went like this. And it blew in. And all the real, now to the people, it seemed like these snakes are being lifted up from the ground and they're going straight into the mouth of Musa alayhi salam's serpent. In reality, it was the sticks and it was the ropes of the magicians. Now, Musa alayhi salam's serpent sucked in all of them. Now, they came today with loads of sticks and ropes and, you know, they're going to throw this one, they're going to throw that one, they're going to throw that one, forget that. He sucked all of them up. Took them all in. Talqaf ma yafikun. And when they took it all in, Musa alayhi salam, now this is, you know, subhanAllah, amazing. When he sucked it all in, Musa alayhi salam now is about to touch his serpent. You know what he's just done? He hasn't just beaten the magicians. He's completely ripped them off from the ground. Because if the magicians after this want to create some magic, what they're going to do it with? What they got left? If you take away the pen of a writer, can he write, yes or no?
No.
If you take away the gun of a soldier, can he shoot you?
No.
No. If you take away, you know, the part that a sailor needs to row his boat with, and you take that away, he can't sail. Musa alayhi salam, when he just touched his snake, now people saw that this was the snake that had sucked everything up. And when he touched the snake, his one became the staff again and right in front of me. It's like all your ropes and all your sticks are in my stick. You try and bring your sticks back now. Now they're looking at him thinking, yeah, you know, what is this? We've been to a lot of competitions and a lot of, you know, challenges all across the country. And these are the best chosen ones. They've gone to so many competitions to come to the stage that nobody can challenge them on their level. And Musa alayhi salam, one go, he's standing with his stick. He's like, yeah, calm boys. I've only just started, boys. Come, throw what you've got now. Now this casted such a dead silence. Allah says in ayah number 118, surah 7, فَوَقَعَ الْحَقَّ. This is when the truth has been established. وَبَطَلَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Everything they did has become gone, batil, falsehood. It's been clear. فَغُلِبُوا هُنَالِكَ. فَغُلِبُوا, all those magicians were clearly defeated at that moment. وَانْقَلَبُوا صَاغِرِينَ. And they now became really small inside. They felt it. La ilaha illallah. Now what I say to you brothers is, the Quran is the truth, yes or no?
Yes.
Right. Say it again, the Quran is truth, yes or no?
Yes.
Allah is true, yes or no?
Yes.
The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is true, yes or no?
Yes.
It's all yes. But if you look today, you will see that, how come Muslims are like this? How come Muslims are being this and they're overpowered and this and that? How come the Quran is not able to challenge this and that? Stop. Because Allah does not show the truth until the final time. This is where Allah says the truth has become apparent. فَوَقَعَ الْحَقُّ وَبَطَلَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. When Musa alayhi salam completely sucked everything up, he's got his staff in front of him, this is Allah says, here's the truth being revealed. When eventually Allah Azza wa Jal shows what will happen in the future, and eventually Allah will show the might of whatever will take place on the earth, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has already talked about amongst the signs of the last hour. When eventually the day of judgment will come, that's what the truth is shown. That's like, okay, game over. When Allah will show His dominance on the day of judgment, and Allah will say, "Liman al-mulku al-yawm?" Who dares rule this today? Who has the ownership today? Who rules today? When Allah says that, and all the kings in front of Him are naked, uncircumcised, barefooted, you know, all the kings of the world are nothing in front of him. Allah says, Limanil mulkul yawm, tell me who owns this day, tell me who rules this day. And no, but none of the kings will speak. Allah will even say, Aina muluk, Allah will say, Ana malikul muluk, Aina mulukul ard. This is a hadith in Bukhari. Allah will say that I am the king of all of you kings. I am the king of all of you kings. So where are the kings of the earth today that want to challenge me? At that moment, game over. This is where the haqq is revealed. This is where the truth is revealed. My friend, don't make a judgment now, oh, the Quran was revealed, but we're seeing that, you know, the Muslims are not in power, you know, ahead. Astaghfirullah. Should I be a Muslim? Should I... You think this is not the time to do that. Musa alayhi salam, just a few moments ago, he was fearing what is going to happen. This is the time we're in today. You're thinking, what's going to happen? All these exchanges and blows that are going ahead with Fir'aun and Musa, well, we're in the same situation in some respects that, you know, I'm not saying with all the world or whatever, you know, with some quarters, some places, I'm not giving you any names or anything. I'm sure you understand, you know, what I'm trying to convey to you. And you kind of make your own decision, oh my God, you know, we're losing here. No. This is where Allah shows the truth. Now, when He made them small, these are the best magicians. These are the ones that just came just now to Fir'aun and said, you're going to give us a job, yeah? You're going to make us your special people. You're going to give us money. He says, yeah. And they all hyped it all up. And even just before the actual, the scene, what happened is Allah said, that they gathered together just a little while ago. فَتَنَازَعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ. They had a quick tear of words between them. وَأَسَرُوا النَّجْوَى. They held back inside themselves the secret. The secret was that, you know what? We don't care about Musa. We're just going to just win this whole thing and just go ahead. And Allah said, what did they say? They said, you know, Musa alayhi salam had told them, he warned them, he said, this just before, I'm trying to bring back to you in fresh from other words of the Quran, what's going through the magician's minds, what's going through the minds of the people watching. Ayah number 61, surah number 20, Musa alayhi salam said just before the challenge, he said, وَيْلَكُمْ لَا تَفْتَرُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. He said, you know, I'm warning you punishment of Allah. Don't try and make a lie against Allah. فَيُسْحِتَكُمْ بِعَذَابِ. Allah will send a punishment that will engulf all of you. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنِ افْتَرَى. Those who make things up and try to win, they will lose in the end. Musa alayhi salam was thinking that, you know, I want to make sure that these people understand what they're getting into. And then they said, in hadan, they started the whole thing with this just moments ago. They said, in hadan, lasahiran. They said, oh people, these two men, Moses and Aaron, or Musa and Harun, yuridani an yukhrijakum. Both of them want to take all of you min ardikum bisihrima. They want to banish you or exile you from this city of Misr. وَيَذْهَبَا بِطَرِيقَتِكُمُ الْمُثْلَى. And they want to take your wonderful culture and your values away. I want you to reflect on these words. We're in a situation today, it's like the Muslims are going to take everything away, you know. Yeah, I just want you to reflect. I'm not saying everybody's saying this out there, yeah? Okay? But there's a kind of a narrative out there that, you know, if you carry on following the Muslims, then you're not going to be able to drink anymore. You're not going to be able to have any alcohol anymore. Follow the Muslims, you might not get, you know, the kind of girls out there, the way they dress. You know, you get the Muslims, there might not be any gambling tomorrow. You get the Muslims, and there might not be this freedom and that freedom. They'll take all that away. You know, all this stuff that is being thrown at Muslims. It's exactly what was said in the time of Musa alayhi salam. Fir'aun said, these two men, they want to take your civilization to an end. They want to bring this great civilization, this great heritage you've got, the forefathers we had. I mean, this is Misr. These are where the pyramids are. Okay, who's going to challenge them on their civilization? Even till today, people can't, you know, replicate what they've got or what they had. And they said, all of this is going to go. You believe in Musa and Harun, it's all gone. Now this was moments ago they said this. And they even announced, أَفْلَحَ الْيَوْمَ مَنِ اسْتَعْلَى. Whoever comes on top is going to become the successful one. Are you ready, people? They just said that moments ago. Now Musa alayhi salam is standing with a stick and all of it's gone. And the magicians look and there's a dead silence. And they know what this is. And you know the magicians? The magicians knew from their heart that what Musa alayhi salam displayed, it wasn't a trick. And it wasn't black magic. And it wasn't bewitching people's eyes. Because one magician knows another magician. Yep. One doctor knows another doctor. Now you know all these magicians out there? They know each other. They don't come and have a challenge with each other, yes or no? They don't come, you know, these dynamo guy, this Troy guy, this other street magician, that other street magician. You know, what we would love to see is all of you come together. Go on, you challenge him, him challenge you, you challenge him, him challenge you. Okay, you fly up this much, he flies up higher. Yeah, let's carry on. They won't do that because they know, both of them know that I know what you're up to. I know how you do it. And he says, I know how you do it. Okay? They don't come in front of one another. Now, if they ever did come in front of one another, they'd be able to know exactly or explain to people and say, hey, listen, guys, that if this was real, if this was sihr that Musa alayhi salam did, and they're in this position, normally a magician would be able to say, hey, guys, you know, if I want to tell you how this works, look, this is how it works. And this guy's nothing but he's just same as me, he's a phony. They couldn't say that. Why? Because in this trickery and bewitching people's eyes, you cannot take away my stick. You can't take away my magic stick. You can't take away my whole essence of how I do the magic. You can't make it disappear. And for it to disappear inside your stick, no way. That's not happening. We've never seen this in our life. We know how this works. So what happens is that Allah says, وَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سَاجِدِينَ. When the magician saw this and there was a deadly silence, the magicians, they came on their knees. They put their hands on the ground. They put their noses on the ground. They put their foreheads on the ground. Okay? And this is amazing because all the people are watching what's going to happen now. Fir'aun's watching, all the men are watching, the council's watching, all the people be gathered on this day of festival. It's a big day today. So Allah says, ayah number 70, surah 20, فَأُلْقِيَهَا السَّحَرَةُ سُجَّدًا. All of them went into prostration. قَالُوا, and they said, they came with prostration, they said, آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ هَارُونَ وَمُوسَى. We believe in the Lord of Musa and Harun alayhi salam. And we give up magic. We want to know, we want to follow this. And then, this is like, whoa. Now this is going to seriously knock Fir'aun. Fir'aun bought this whole thing. Why? Because he wanted today, that's it, one more go, and I've proven that Musa and Harun are nothing but magicians. I'll get them out of the way. How can they beat them? But when he saw this, Fir'aun was gobsmacked. And Fir'aun had needed to make a quick way to get out of this. Now this is what politicians do. This man wants to stay in power. Remember I said to you last week, Surah number 27, ayah number 14, clearly, وَجَحَدُوا بِهَا وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ ظُلْمًا وَعُلُوًا. Because they wanted to carry on oppressing the Banu Israel and keep them as slaves. And because they wanted to remain in power, they carried on denying Allah's signs when their hearts were 100% convinced that this is the truth. Fir'aun knew this is the truth. His council knew this is the truth. But Fir'aun had to stay in power. So what did he say? Ayah number 1, 2, 3, Surah number 7. قال فرعون آمنتم به قبل أن آذن لكم. You magicians, you have dared to believe and change your faith without consulting me first. You know what I'm trying to say? That it's like who in power, man? Who in power? You understand? It's like you dare do this. It's like the shame really was, now that the magicians had accepted faith in front of people, thousands of them, on the day of a festival, on the day when they've come out to see this whole, challenge, many people are going to believe in Musa and Harun. This is just the beginning. And he needed to stop this. He said, without permission, you guys dare change your faith without asking me first? Who gives you permission? Now, Fir'aun then gave his, you know, this is now a zalim, an oppressor giving his judgment on this. But what he could have said easily is, I'm going to kill you. But he didn't. He wanted to make it even worse than that. He said, "Inna hadha." Now listen to the excuse first. He gives the reasons first. He says, "Inna hadha lamakrum makartumuhu fil Madina." You magicians, you have conspired with Musa and Harun. You're all of the same people. Yes, 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 yes. You're just the same. And what you did is you made it seem to us that you were against Musa and Harun. In fact, you were just the same. And you must have had a secret conversation that Musa, who's your biggest magician, and you are under him. In fact, Musa is your teacher. He says, "Allamakum as-sihr." He said, he was the one who taught you how to do it. Allahu Akbar. Yesterday, he couldn't find any way to shut Musa alayhi salam up except to say that I'm going to bring my best magician to tell you. Today, when the magicians beat him, he says, your biggest teacher is Musa. So he says, you're all one. Subhanallah, you think about it, yeah? You think about it, what's going on today in the world? You know, when people, I'm talking about non-Muslims in the world, when they speak on behalf of some of the zalimeen, some of the oppressors in the world, they're like, yeah. See, he said the truth. When the same non-Muslim one day speaks against the oppressor, they say, huh? You're just the same as them. You, him, no difference. You heard what happened today in the news? Yeah? There's an accusation about one of the imams. Yeah? Now, this is deep. I mean, basically, he's been denied by most of the, you know, great, you know, thinkers out there and people who know history and so on. But the accusation is there that la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, that an imam was the one that gave Hitler the information, he gave him the ideas to start the Holocaust. Now, historians are denying this. Historians saying, hey, listen, can I get your facts right? When this particular imam met Hitler, it was already, you know, the Holocaust was already going on. But you what you look at is, you start looking into that, you say, well, you know, when somebody agrees with you, and it's like, yeah, he's saying the truth. When somebody disagrees, you say, oh, yeah, you're all the same. See, you even conspired. You know, it's like I'm saying here, Musa taught. Allahu Akbar. Now you make him the big ustad of sihr and so on. So what happens here is, Fir'aun says, yeah, and all of you, you know what you want to do? لِتُخْرِجُوا مِنْهَا أَهْلَهَا. You magicians, and you Musa and Harun, all of you together, you want to kick all of us out from here. You're against us. You know the thing? You're either against us, or for us, or against us. You know that thing? Yeah? It's like, that's it, it's black and white. You're either working for us or you're against us. فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ Fir'aun says, okay, now you're going to find out. Soon you shall find out. What's the threat he's given them? The threat he says to them is, now this is where he says, Musa, let me give you the evidence for him saying that Musa is the big one who taught them sihr. This is ayah number 71, surah number 20. He said, إِنَّهُ لَكَبِيرُكُمُ الَّذِي عَلَّمَكُمُ السِّحْرَ. He said, Musa, he's the biggest magician out of you who taught you how to do magic. Allahu Akbar. Then he said this. He said, فَلَأُقَطِّعَنَّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ. He said, I, Fir'aun, he said, I will cut your limb of one hand on one side. Okay? وَأَرُجُلَكُمْ مِنْ خِلَافٍ. I will cut your arm from one end, and I'm going to cut the opposite side leg. So you know, like if you cut, let's say for example, both of a man's hands, he's got two legs to walk on. If you cut both of his legs, then at least he's got two arms to do whatever he can. He might not be able to walk, but he can do whatever with two hands. Fir'aun saying, I'm going to cut one arm from one side, and I'm going to cut a leg from another side. So you're going to be hopping on one leg, and you're going to be reaching out with another arm, another side. And that's not it. He said, وَلَا أُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ فِي جُذُوعِ النَّخْلِ. He said, I will hang you, all of you, with your arms cut off one side, with your legs cut off another side, I will hang you on the trees of date palms. وَلَا تَعْلَمُنَّ أَيُّنَا أَشَدُّ عَذَابًا وَأَبْقَى. And then you'll find out which one of us, you the magicians, or me Fir'aun and my men, you'll find out which one of us is greater in giving punishment, and which one of us stays longer on this earth. And this is nothing, this is not a small joke, my friends. This is serious. This man is serious. He will carry out what he's saying. Now, he's given the threat. In different parts of the Quran, he says different things. Okay? Different parts of the Quran, he gives, but this is more or less, this part of the ayah sums up a large part of what the threat was. Now, they said, this is ayah number 72. Subhanallah, when Allah gives somebody iman and he gives them faith and belief, this is how they will respond. They said, this is ayah number 72, surah number 20. لَلْنُؤْثِرَكَ عَلَى مَا جَاءَنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالَّذِي فَطَرَنَا فَقْضِ مَا أَنْتَ قَابٍ. They said, oh Fir'aun, these are the magicians now speaking. They said, the miracles that we have just witnessed at the hands of Musa alayhi salam, they didn't call it magic. They said, these are miracles. Now, subhanallah, you know, this is what happens in normal rhetoric, yeah? One man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. So basically, Fir'aun says magic, they say miracle. Allahu Akbar. Now this is what happens, is that you believe in it, it's a miracle. You don't believe in it, it's magic. They said the miracles that we have seen, we're not going to give you a preference over the miracles. We don't care how much of a great person you are, but what we've just witnessed here is not magic, it's a miracle. وَالَّذِي فَطَرَنَا And the Allah who gave us, subhanAllah, they didn't even just do sujood to Allah and get up and say we're believing in the Rabb of Musa and Harun. They had so much faith going at that time, because don't forget, this is a prophet, alayhi salatu salam. And when Allah gives hidayah to someone, it goes straight inside. They had so much faith, they said that the Allah that created us, the magicians, we're not going to give you, Fir'aun, any preference over that Allah. فَقْضِ مَا أَنْتَ قَابٍ They said, you go ahead and you make whatever judgment you want to make. This is subhanAllah al-Azim. This is not easy for them to say, but so much iman they say. They said this. Now listen to this. And hopefully this goes to anyone who might be, you know, in some kind of power and they just want to stay in power and do whatever they want. They said, إِنَّمَا تَقَضِي هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا The best you can do is pass a judgment in this life. That's it. إِنَّا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّنَا We believe in our Lord Allah. لِيَغْفِرَ لَنَا خَطَايَانَا That He may forgive us for our sins. وَمَا أَكْرَهْتَنَا عَلَيْهِ مِنَ السِّحْرِ And you forced us to bring our magic and beat Musa. They brought the truth out. You told us to bring the best we can just to beat this man, and that was it, and we'll become your close ones. You forced us to make magic. Wallah, you want to find out who lives most on the earth? You're challenging us, who's the greatest punisher and who's going to stay on this earth longest? They said, Wallahu khayrun wa abqa. Allah is the one that is ever living. Allah is the best. Allah, look how much Allah brought out from these magicians. It's not from the tongue of Musa alayhi salam all this has been said. It's from the tongues of the sorcerers or the magicians. And they said, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَأْتِ رَبَّهُ مُجْرِمًا فَإِنَّ لَهُ جَهَنَّمْ The one who will come to his Lord, Allah, the real Lord, as a sinner, فَإِنَّ لَهُ جَهَنَّمْ For him is hellfire. لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَى Neither will he die in there, nor will he have a life that he can call a living life. وَمَنْ يَأْتِهِ مُؤْمِنًا Whosoever comes as a believer وَقَدْ عَمِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ and has done good deeds فَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الدَّرَجَاتُ الْعُلَىٰ Allah will give them high positions and He will give them ranks جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ تَجْرِي There will be gardens beyond this. So basically they're now, whole site is now on the Akhirah. جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ There's going to be rivers, there's going to be gardens of Eden beneath which rivers flow, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, they will remain there forever. وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ مَنْ تَزَكَّى, and this is the reward that Allah gives to people who purified themselves. And they said, look, we're going to purify ourselves. And they said this in ayah number 126, surah 7. وَمَا تَنْقِمُ مِنَّا إِلَّا أَنْ آمَنَّا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّنَا لَمَّا جَاءَتْنَا. Fir'aun, listen. You have no other reason of giving us these threats except that we just believed in Musa alayhi salam. You've got no other reason of threatening us. And they turned to Allah, they made a dua, رَبَّنَا أَفْرِقْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَتَوَفَّنَا مُسْلِمِينَ. Oh, our Lord, pour on us sabr and patience that we can bear this from now, because they've got a huge challenge in front of them. And they said, وَتَوَفَّنَا مُسْلِمِينَ, and take us away from this earth while we give full submission to you, and we are people who have given, you know, submitted themselves fully for your sake. So now this is, you know, subhanAllah, the whole part of the challenge almost over, and we're going to find out what happens next, inshallah. Okay, jazakumullah khair. I will see you, inshallah, in 2 weeks' time after Isha, 7:30. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi
wabarakatuh. والرسمات هنا سرور يا حلوى تلك السنين.
The Safar curriculum covers all the Islamic educational needs of young Muslims today in a fun, simple and engaging way. Tried and tested for over 15 years at one of the UK's leading maktabs. The curriculum has been adopted by hundreds of institutions around the world and makes your child's journey in seeking knowledge easy, meaningful and dynamic. This innovative and comprehensive curriculum covers Quran and Tajweed, Islamic studies, du'as and surahs, as well as Arabic in an integrated and structured way. Visit safarpublications.org to find out more.